Hello, it's Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today we're going over John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 in the Greek New Testament. Normally we only do one verse per lesson, but verse 4 is so simple there wouldn't really be much to talk about. So we're doing verses 4 and 5 today. In English, these verses read, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Let's look at it in Greek. "En aυτό ζωήν, και η ζωή ειν το φως, τον ανθρώπων, και το φως εν τη σκοτία φαίνει, και η σκοτία αυτό ου κατέλαβεν." So let's look at each word of this and explain all the things that are going on here. "En αυτό" means in him. "En" is the preposition in, and you'll see that iota subscript, which is of course the telltale sign of the singular dative case. The preposition en, in this case, takes a dative object. And so en aυτό means in him. This is the personal pronoun him in the singular dative case. En aυτό ζωή ειν. Life was. In him was life. This is a lot of review. Verse 4 is pretty much review of stuff we've already learned in previous lessons. But zoe means life. Think of zoology. Think of a zoo where living creatures are kept. So the first phrase there is pretty simple. En aυτό ζωή ειν, και η ζωή, and the life, ειν, was, το φως, the light, τον ανθρώπων, of men. Now, men here, ανθρώπων, is in the plural genitive case. And remember, the genitive case is usually associated with the English preposition of. Look at that ending right there. Ton anthropon. Both the definite article and the noun show signs of being in the plural genitive case. This is why it is so important to memorize that chart, that demonstrative pronoun chart and the definite article chart. Because when you see that definite article, you can know right away what case it's in and whether it's singular or plural. You got to memorize that chart, the o, e, to, tu, tis, tu, to, ti, to, and on and on. So this right here, to, if we were to just read this part, we'd say to fos ton anthropon. And this is a little bit tricky with the pronunciation, because remember, when tof comes after ni, it doesn't make a T sound, it makes a D sound. And look what we have right here, a ni. So even when the ni is in a different word, you actually end up pronouncing it with the D sound. So the way that this should actually be pronounced is en aυτό ζωή ειν και η ζωή ειν το φως των ανθρώπων. Το φως των ανθρώπων. That verse is pretty easy, verse 4. Let's move on to verse 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, verse 5. Και το φως, and the light, and D, remember I'm going to pronounce it D because the tof comes after ni. Ketophos and the light, and D scotia, in the darkness. Again, notice the telltale iota subscript underneath D and underneath scotia, showing that this is in the singular dative case. And when something is in something, it's going to be dative case. En di scotia, in the darkness, and the light, in the darkness, feni, shines, shineth. The light shines in the darkness, and the light shineth in the darkness. Okay. Now the word feni, in the dictionary, you're always going to find verbs in their first person singular, active, indicative form. And so the dictionary form of this word is going to be pheno, all right? Which would mean I shine, or I appear, or I am seen, I show. So the word pheno means show, appear, shine. And of course, this is the third person singular form. Pheno would be I shine. Pheni is he, she, or it shines. In this case, the light shineth in the darkness. Now, A quick, easy way to remember the word phenny is to think of our English word phenomenon. And our English word phenomenon comes from phenny, because a phenomenon is something that is seen or something that is observed. And phenny means to be seen, to shine, to appear to sight. So we've got that phrase covered, ketophos and the light, and diskotia in the darkness, shineth, phenny. Let's look at the last phrase now. Keiskotia and the darkness, afto u katelaven. Okay. Afto is, again, the personal pronoun, just like afto up here, just like afto in verse 3. The personal pronoun, but this is not masculine anymore. Now it is neuter, all right? So that should look familiar from the chart. Now it is neuter because it says, and the darkness comprehended it not. So in this case, because it's not masculine, it is actually neuter. It's not going to be him like it is up here, him. It's going to be it, okay? And it's in the accusative case. It's not in, this one's a dative. This is in the accusative case. This is the accusative case. And of course, if you look at your the chart, toe is the accusative singular of the neuter word for the. So that should help you with identifying the personal pronoun. Afto, although I don't really know how personal it is, but it's, you know, the same word as him. It's just a neuter form. Afto, accusative. Ooh means what? We just learned it in the last lesson on verse 3. Ooh means not, because we learned the word uthe, which contains this within it. And then katelaven is the comprehended part of the verse, or understood. What does it mean to comprehend? To understand something, right? So this last phrase is keiskotia and the darkness, afto, it, not comprehended. And the darkness, it, not comprehended. Of course, the word order is totally different in Greek. We would say in English, and the darkness comprehended it not. Comprehended here is past tense, of course. Phenny is in present tense. The light shineth, present tense, in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended, past tense, it not. Now let's talk about the word katelaven, this past tense word, for a moment. It comes from the root word that you would find in the dictionary in its first person, singular, present, indicative form, and that would be katalamvano. All right, katalamvano. And a word that you may be familiar with, a pretty common Greek word, is just the word lambano, which lambano means I receive. Okay, that's where this comes from. Katalamvano means to seize or to grasp or to arrest or take hold of, which, you know, that's kind of what we're doing when we understand something. We grasp it. You know, if you grasp something, that can metaphorically mean that you understand it or comprehend it. But I want to mention also that this word katelaven also provides a great example of the crossover between learning modern Greek using, for example, the Pimsleur audio program and learning Koine Greek. A lot of people have this idea, and I talked about this earlier in the series, but they think that modern Greek is just a completely different language from biblical Koine Greek, and Koine biblical Greek is just a completely dead language, and so forth. Well, if you're using this crazy pronunciation that I don't like to use, this so-called reconstructive pronunciation, well, you know, yeah, it's a lot different. But if you just pronounce it in modern Greek pronunciation the way we've been pronouncing it, there is so much that is the same. And I would not consider it two different languages. I would just say it's two different dialects. I mean, there are differences between King James Bible English and the way we speak today. That doesn't mean it's a completely different language. There are differences between the way an Australian speaks and the way an American speaks, or the way someone from Great Britain speaks. But that doesn't mean that it's a completely different language. And there's a lot of crossover between modern Greek and biblical Koine Greek. That's why I suggest learning both at the same time. because if you learn both at the same time, it'll help you to realize that Greek is a real living, breathing language that flesh and blood humans speak, not just a language of scholars and education and all this antiquity and whatever. It's a real human being language. It's not a mystical, magical, scholarly language. This is a language that people actually spoke and continue to speak in the country of Greece, where I believe, 15 million people reside or something like that. So this provides a great example of crossover, because if you're doing the Pimsleur audio program, which I think is an excellent program for learning any language, but it's especially great on the Greek lessons. If you're doing the Pimsleur audio, this word is really similar to what you learn in lesson one. And in lesson one of the Pimsleur audio, you start out by talking about, I can understand Greek, or I can understand English, or asking someone, excuse me, do you understand Greek? Signomi katalevenete elinika? Excuse me, do you speak Greek? And you learn how to say, I understand Greek. Katalaveno elinika. Or you can say, katalaveno ligo elinika. I understand a little Greek. Or katalaveno elinika polikala. Very well. I understand Greek very well. Or katalaveno anglika polikala. I understand English very well. So you'll notice that those words that you learn in that Pimsleur course, lesson one, of I understand and you understand, katalaveno and katalavenete, are really similar to this past tense, understood. The darkness understood it not, because remember in the King James it says the darkness comprehended it not. Comprehend and understand are two words that mean the same thing. So katelaven is really similar to kataleveno and katalevenete. So that's just another great example of how listening to those Pimsleur courses can help you understand New Testament Greek when you read it. So next lesson we'll do verse 6.